Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Starting this week, people who owe taxes to the federal government may be getting calls from private debt collectors. The Internal Revenue Service is beginning a program to outsource its collection efforts. It's targeting taxpayers who owe less than $25,000. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon joins us. Bob, how is this new program supposed to work?
Well, let's point out right up front here that there's been a lot of criticism of this idea, Alex, and Congress may yet pass legislation that would block it. But for now, the IRS is going ahead with its plans this week. In a couple of days, the IRS will be handing over information on about 12,500 taxpayers who owe somewhere under $25,000. These are people who have not disputed the tax debt. The collection information is supposed to be released to three firms that the IRS says have undergone a rigorous screening and approval process. By the end of the year, the tax agency plans to assign roughly 40,000 accounts to these three private debt collection agencies. These private collectors will make money from whatever they're able to collect using a sliding scale, anywhere from 21% of the tax debt they recover for amounts above $10,000, almost a quarter of whatever they recover if it's under $1,500.
Bob, are the critics civil libertarians or accountants or who?
Well, one of the main concerns here, as you suggest, is privacy. The personal financial information could fall into the wrong hands here. The IRS insists it's being very careful about this. Officials say that they've done background checks. They've conducted special training for the private workers who will be dealing with this information. And under the rules, those workers aren't supposed to be compensated based on the amount of money that they collect. The companies will be, but not the workers. Beyond that, the IRS is warning that these private collection agencies could face fines, even imprisonment, for divulging any taxpayer information. One of the other criticisms of this approach, by the way, is that it's going to end up costing more than if the IRS just did it internally for the Internal Revenue Service. Congress has prevented the IRS, though, from hiring more revenue workers. At the same time, though, we mentioned the House has passed a budget bill that addresses this. If it wins approval in the Senate, the IRS could yet be prevented from moving ahead with this program.
Suppose you do get a call from one of these collection agencies. How do you know that they're really calling for the IRS and it's not some con job?
Well, it's not supposed to be a cold call. The IRS says that it's going to send out a letter telling people when they've become part of this program. And the most important thing to remember, write your check to the IRS, never to a collection agency. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're watching the battle brewing between Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks for supremacy of the coffee cup.
We'll drink to that. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.